Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi, and welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are in another week and an opportunity to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. This 30-minute pocket of time is where I muse my learnings, my discoveries, my ponderings on life, with the ultimate question being, am I living my life by my design? And my hope is that you get inspired to have a listen, but also ask yourself that same question. Whether the conversations I pose here spark that same urge and drive to ask, am I living my life by my design? Enjoy the show. Hi. How are we all? I, in general of late, have a sense of heaviness. And the more I have conversations with other women, I feel that that is the same for everybody. There's so much going on, so many layers of life, so much mental load. And of course, I'm tending to talk to people in similar age and stage of life. So going through that change of perimenopause and what that is bringing up for you, and everybody is so different. So there's that. There's the sandwich generation vibes that, you know, I've spoken about a couple of times, I think, and I think that will come into a show on its own once I've formulated some more thoughts on that. But that whole, you know, awareness that you've headed into this place that you thought might be further along the line. And then there's all the unexpectedness of life. So there's a lot going on for everybody. There's nobody that I come across that hasn't got some form of a landslide going on in their life. And I've known this, you know, this isn't a new revelation. We all know this. We know this to be true. There's that whole, you know, be kind to everybody because you don't know what's going on for somebody else. And we all put this very great at putting this face on for the world. But behind closed doors, there's stuff that's going on that we feel that is on us. And sometimes you don't feel able to share. And so I am observing and hearing that that is not just me and is the same for many. And let's have a collective pause. Let's have a collective breath to go. Because I often have to remind myself to just breathe. Because it is such an incredibly powerful tool, and I'm not talking just the everyday breath of life. I'm talking just a moment to take some really good deep breaths, which can really, I know that help me, just a little, it's almost like a miniature reset. Just a few deep breaths or a bit of box breathing can help me just regroup and or pause, whatever is needed in the time. Even just three deep breaths, just consciously, like in and big sighing out, can help. So let's have three of those collectively, just in observation, acknowledgement of the heaviness of life at the moment. Just feel a little bit of a loosen, the body just having a wee. And on we go, on with the show. So that wasn't the theme of the show at all, but it was where my thoughts took me to open. The thought of the show, two little stages. But another part of conversation I've been having through doing a bit of work, I have one of my 50 before 50 challenges was to enrol and complete a course. And that, through much pondering in that first year of planning, there were all sorts of things in the sphere. And then nothing was really gaining traction, nothing was picking up. As you know, I don't like to force things. It wasn't going to be worth trying to force something in. And then the finance thing has been a big puzzle of 2026. And so earlier on in the year, I started seeing these posts on my social media feed and sort of was just watching them, not really taking any notice of who they were. But it was a bit of a reel about finances and, you know, different messaging. And then when I, other than just watching them and stopped to look at what they were telling me and who it was, it was the Rebel Finance School. It was the Donegans, Alan and Katie, promoting that their 2026 intake for the Rebel Finance School was registering at the time. And so I knew about Rebel Finance School. I'd heard about it, heard a few things. And so I decided that maybe this was the one. So I hit enrol. And then the start week of that came round and I got the email reminder and I didn't jump on. I don't know what was going on at the time. It just wasn't going to be feasible to jump onto the live. And I was like, it's just not going to work. And a couple of weeks went on like this. And then I think on reading another email ping and that sense of, oh, I've not achieved it, I had a look and they were replays. So you could catch up. So this gave me a permission slip that it was okay to have not jumped on and B, that there was another opportunity. I slipped another week or so by and still not doing it. And so I was thinking maybe it's just not the right time with all that Fawcett vibes, lots going on. But then something obviously sparked of, I think I actually need this. So I jumped on to the week one replay. And the Rebel Finance School is a concept of a 10-week course, or just over, where you're going to look at three stages. You're going to look at some foundational basics. You know, where's your spending? What are you earning? What's your net worth? And you're going to do some quite sort of fundamental stuff. And you need to do that before you get to what Alan and Katie talk about, the sexy stuff, the investing, of how you're going to grow wealth. Because the aim of this is for financial security in the future and looking to retirement and having, or as they call it, freedom. So this whole construct is about when you will get to that place where you no longer need to work and you have gained freedom / retirement. And so this was the format of the course. Now, this sparked my interest, obviously, not only from the concept of money being a theme of 2026 for me, personal finance, money reset that I did back in February. Sort of, I've spoke many times about it, honestly, got different people in on the show. And, but what is in my head, especially 50 before 50, fast approaching 50, it's looming closer and closer by the day that I turned 50, and I in my head then have this figure that I will have 15 more working years till I hit retirement age. Retirement age currently in New Zealand being 65. I know it's a bit more than that in the UK now, but in my head there is still a number that 65 means retirement. I want to achieve that. In fact, I would have loved nothing more to achieve it earlier. And during this course, it made me remember a time in life years and years and years ago, way back when in the UK, through I'm not sure where, I had an aspiration to retire at 35. Now, the ironic thing about that is that the Donegans, Alan and Katie was 35 when they hit their stop working, which in some forms would be retirement, in their format is freedom. And Alan was 40, I think, 42 maybe. But that memory came back, and there was no, you know, there was nothing behind it. It was just I'd picked a number. There was just some form of me that thought, which I guess I know through my ethos of life, work isn't everything. Life is for fun. Value of fun has been so strong for such a long period of time in my life. And so I was reminded of so many different things during the course, in listening to Alan and Katie and their concepts. And I have absolutely loved diving back into some learning with the Rebel Finance School. And I will be raving about it, and I've definitely already sort of mentioned it in Facebook pages, in questions on different groups, to people. But what has really come to mind of being really important was to go back to the basics, to go back to the fundamentals, and those first 3 or 4 weeks of the course. Because there was a lot of, there was talking about the strategy that they have used, but also a lot of tools. So that you come away with all of these tools. There's this mission control, there's spreadsheets and calculators and all of this stuff. And it's, you know, it's pretty cool. And at first you think, I'm just going to listen and I'm going to take that to my method. But what has become screamingly obvious, and I think I'll do this, talk more about this in a show. This was just sort of an intro to this part of life at the moment, and will to be continued. But what I have done what happened is I was watching the replays, and once I started, I just couldn't stop. Like, it was like, wow, this is so perfect. Wish I'd have been jumping onto the lives, and not that it makes any difference really. There's not an interactive element, you're watching and listening, but it was great. I was inhaling this course night after night after night as soon as I could. And so I've caught up, and I've caught up to the point where just about to head into the bonus week with a couple of extra things. And I've absolutely loved it. And like I say, I'll bring some elements of this back. But this past weekend, as well as doing all the listening and the learning and a bit of note taking here and then, depending on what the thing was, I've really loved that fundamentals bit at the beginning. The investing thing in the middle was really, it wasn't necessarily new information. It was a new format of thinking from how they've done it, and some new thought concepts, but it wasn't necessarily hugely like light bulb moments to me. It was learnings that I'd already had, and so it was solidifying things or making me think in a different way. But I'm in that space and understanding some of that. But then it was the end when it got to how much do you need for retirement, making sure your cash doesn't run out, thinking about the lifestyle. Now, this was, even saying that, was an underpinning thing in week one. The whole point at the start was, what do you want to achieve? What's your why for joining Rebel Finance School? What type of life do you want? And this is why I have absolutely loved it, because it kind of totally speaks to the essence of what this show is when I talk about living life by my design. It's making you stop and think about what that is, look, what you would like that to look like at that stage of life. So going back to that heaviness that I feel is all around us at the moment, that is in this stage now. Right now in this moment, that's where it feels like. Not that I'm disputing that there wouldn't be heaviness in other areas of life. So it's just a different kind. You know, if you're a new parent, there'll be stuff, all of the same challenges. It's just that your parenting is in the new stage. If you're older, there'll no doubt be other things. So the heaviness doesn't change. It just changes in what sort of format and makeup it is. But it made me think about, what do I want? And because I had my particular number in mind, though Alan and Katie advocate for it not being about a number or not, you know, the societal number that people are, like, we need to find the number is usually it's more about what the dollars in the bank or wherever they are that will help support the lifestyle you need. So first off, you're looking at what lifestyle do you want during that phase of life? And then you look at how much that's going to cost you. So then you know where you're going. So it's very much doing some investigative curiosity work first to know what path do you want to tread, and how are you going to get to the destination. So this is why I loved it. It was really sort of awesomely, you know, A, B, C to get to here. And it's very unique and it's totally up to you. And then you've got to, it brought all sorts of ponderings and questions. But what I loved most about it is this thought of the concept of freedom. And so we're going to take a wee break here. And that's where I want to take the second half of the show, because that was such a light bulb. And the conversations I'm having have made me realise how interesting a mind game thinking about this is. So here's a wee pause. Breathe, pause, shake it out, and back in a mo. Enjoy.
Okay, coconut man.
Money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just wanna make the world dance. Forget about the price tag. Ain't about the opportunity to change. Ain't about the, yeah, but bling, bling. Wanna make the world dance. Forget about the price tag.
forget about the price tag.
So I hope you like that one. I picked that one because Rebel Finance School, about money, about finance, it just popped to mind. I've actually got a few money related tunes in mind for a few conversations that I've scribbled down for future shows. Look at me doing a bit of planning. Yeah, we'll see where those go. But I hope you like that one. At least it was a bit more high energy and have a bit of a groove no matter what you're doing. Okay, so I found this really interesting and it made me realise it's again one of those interesting things that you think everybody think on you. Let's just bring it back, Charlotte. I think everybody thinks like this the same. But what has been startlingly obvious in doing Rebel Finance School and even just watching the chat that comes up and the comments and then having a couple of conversations since I started doing some of the actual work sheets in what that has led to. And it's just been a bit of a, oh, wow, OK, interesting revelation because it's totally blown me away. So when I talk about the word retirement, and so this all comes back to that same sort of interesting quandary that we often have, language and understanding. Same language, different meaning, different interpretation. So retirement, I think retirement, and I've been on a few things and listened to a few podcasts and different things, and most people agree that retirement has probably, you know, got a certain connotation about it. It invokes a point of time of life where you reach not working. And I think it just generally means that most people think about this as old and, you know, done. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure because it's not really how I think about it in my head. And so because Alan and Katie, the Donegans from Rebel Finance School, have this concept of the freedom fund, you know, that the concept is that you're building your freedom fund, you're heading towards freedom. That I think that was that light bulb moment of how different that. So what does freedom mean? Freedom means free to choose. Freedom means that the power is in your hands. Freedom means that you aren't a slave to the 9-to-5. Freedom means living life by my design. So suddenly I had this aha moment because it's been interesting. I've had in the past, I've had a few conversations with my mother-in-law about her impending head towards retirement. And it's always been really fascinating to me. And also that, you know, it's not a conversation that some people seem comfortable in having. And I think I wonder whether that is because of that perceived just association with age and stage and what that looks like. But I've always had the concept that retirement equals freedom, I guess, because it's that point of life, wherever it starts, that you get to choose. You get to choose what you do. You don't have to do something. And when I'm talking about the something, I'm meaning work, paid employment or contracting or however you earning of an income. The concept in my head that retirement / freedom equates to is the point of time in life where you no longer have to work, though you might choose to work. And that is what I get excited by. That's what I want to make sure I achieve in 15 years' time. And like I said, if I could, I'd make it happen sooner. That is what I am striving to achieve. So when I, having listened to a few weeks of the Donegans, took a weekend, I was putting it off because it's an Excel spreadsheet. But what they enabled me to understand is you know, if you do that bit, it's giving you information. And with that information, information is power, you can make informed choices. Now, I was going along thinking, well, I know my budget, you know, I see how it's all disappearing and it's all about finding more to come in or and where to stretch it and robbing Peter to pay Paul and all of this. But, you know, I've spoken here about how it, you know, surely it shouldn't be this hard. Surely I shouldn't be tweaking the budget every month, and hence the reset that I did back in February. And we got on track and things have happened. But suddenly they were sort of confronting me with this. If you actually want to see the numbers, do this work. So last weekend, I spent some time inputting this detail. So I downloaded stuff from my bank accounts, uploaded it into the spreadsheet, did all the coding, like to the categories that it is slotted into for all the transactions. Because I'd started this and we were heading towards the end of July when I was doing my catch up. And so I thought, oh, this is great. I'll do the whole calendar month of July and then June, whatever it was. Then we've headed to another month. So I ended up with two full months, June and July, obviously, because we're in August. And so I decided to do 2 months in one whammy, thinking, okay, well, I'll have another month shortly. So I'll have a nice 3 month block to see what's going on. But I did this, and it's interesting, isn't it? Because I'm a pen and paper girl, and I write things down, and I'm keeping an eye because, you know, there's not many transactions that can happen outside of all of the boringness of life. But when you're faced with a spreadsheet with all of the transactions of your bank, that, you know, the numbers don't lie. And so it has been a little bit confronting, but it's been really fascinating to see where those spendings are. And you've got this amazing spreadsheet that they've created, and there's all different tabs, and it all auto populates to different things. And gosh, it's crazy to think I'm getting kind of excited about an Excel spreadsheet, to be totally honest. But there we go. That's where I'm at life. But what I wanted to come back to in the freedom retirement space is one of the things you can then do is sort of input your, you know, your KiwiSaver and any money you've got saved or invested and all of these things. Because this is a large part of what they're talking about. It's creating a gap between the income and then the expenses. You want to create your gap, which means you have money to invest, put towards your long-term goals of retirement and the life you want to lead. So that's the premise for the work. So I've inputted all of this. I've got the week, I've got the spending, I've inputted what I've got in my KiwiSaver, my little bit in my shares account. And then magically, given it some based on what I've learned through the course and using an example that they use, thinking I think that might work. I think that might be right as an annual expenses in retirement. Worked it out with, did some number crunching roughly and thought, yeah, that would work for the, you know, the have to have expenses. Put it all in and was slightly horrified when the number that it spat out at me that I could achieve retirement based on where I'm at now, what my age is, what that potential future growth is, was 71. And I was like, oh, okay. Now, full disclosure, during the course, there was this beautiful gentleman. What's been fascinating is people come back year after year to do the live intake and the live sessions. And there's little tweaks and there's little, you know, they improve things and they do this. It's totally free. And there's people that have been doing it for several years, like 6, 7, 8 more years. And there was a gentleman on the 1 week that shared that when he'd done the first year, his age that he inputted was in his 90s for retirement. I mean, I was shocked at 71, but you'd literally fall off your seat, wouldn't you? And you'd just be like, what's the point of this? Like, this isn't surely what life is about. But he was part of one of the sessions, and there was an interview between him and Katie, and then what that shock moment was and what the things they did into place, and the accolade for putting the things you'd learned from the Rebel Finance School into place and drastically changing things He was on a recent show and somebody asked what the update was. Now it has, I think it went from there. I think he did a few years and then it came down to about the 70s. And I think there's an update to be had of where he's sitting at now. But it was just like, my number spat out at 71 and I was like, no, this isn't what I want. This isn't where I want to be heading. This isn't the life by my design. So how am I going to create change? How am I going to create change? And what do I need to do? Well, it's all pretty simple after learning in the Rebel Finance School. I need to increase my gap. I need to invest or, you know, put more into that space so it can grow, so it has time to grow, and that I can build all the buffers and things around that support it. But the reason I wanted to share here is because then I shared that information with a couple of people in a few conversations, and it's just been really interesting to go to hear different responses. Like there's been a couple of people go, oh, that's not too bad. And I'm like, wow, that wasn't the response I had. And so it makes me wonder what's in our heads with this. You know, what are your expectations around where we're heading? Have you got a number in your head that you imagine it would be when you hit that moment? And what is your thoughts on what, you know, when I say retirement, what does that evoke in your head? But when I say freedom, what does that bring up? So I think there's a really important pondering to be had. That what, as well as living life by our design now, what do we want that future stage? What would we aim for that to look like once we've got past the bringing up children, once we've got past the earning stage of life, once we've got past certain responsibilities, paying the mortgage, what does your life in your head look like at that stage? Have you ever given it any thought? And if you haven't, if you gave it a cup of tea's worth of thought, what thoughts pop in? What are the first things? Because I think those are always quite important to think about, those first pops of inspiration without much thought going into it. And what is your mindset around retirement? Now, I am not against work. I feel when I work and I feel like I'm in a really lucky position. I love the work I do. All of the different things I do, I love them all. And so I love work. Don't get me wrong. And it's not about that for me. And I may choose to carry on doing paid work into my retired years. But my point is, it's getting to a place, it's getting to the stage, that magical moment where it isn't a have to. And that is the key for me. It's the freedom that not having to work will bring. So having that financial freedom to be able to choose. Yes, I may well choose to do something, but I'd prefer it to be a choice rather than a need. I have run out of time, so I better wrap this up. But as you can see, it's a passionate thought process at the moment. So I hope you've enjoyed. Thank you as always to RFM for hosting the show. Take care. Speak next week.